This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And we're adding more radio stations this weekend. More on that when we get into the weekend show. But we are going to just bust it wide open tonight, folks, because the president has asked the attorney general to unseal the documents related to the 2016 campaign surveillance and has demanded that the intel chiefs cooperate. And we're going to get into all this with Kyle Warren, our first guest. But first of all, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now on this station and all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, those mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting out the mail for delivery today, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we come in tonight with a bombshell of a day that's been going on here. I'm going to read the statement from the Office of the Press Secretary of the President of the United States. This came out about 80 minutes ago. It says, today, at the request and recommendation of the Attorney General of the United States, President Donald J. Trump directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this investigation in accordance with the long-established standards for handling classified information. Today's action will help ensure that all Americans learn the truth about the events that occurred and the actions that were taken during the last presidential election will restore confidence in our public institutions. Bam.
Bam is right, Captain. And certainly with the declassification of a lot of this information, and obviously the Attorney General, I'm sure, has had a lot of time to sort of look at a lot of what he was able to find when he first came into office. So hopefully the declassification will go very, very quickly, and the right information will be kept back if it has to do with national security, for example. But one of the reactions that we're seeing to this after the statement you just read seems very straightforward. Most normal people will hear it, understand it. But here's what Adam Schiff his reaction to that was, he's saying that the cover-up has entered a new and dangerous phase.
Yeah, the cover-up is Adam Schiff. People need to understand, the people accusing President Trump and this administration of covering up are the ones that have been covering up, starting with Nancy Pelosi, moving to Adam Schiff, going to John Brennan, going to James Comey, going into Clapper and Susan Rice and all these other people. We can go on and on and on and on and on. We've got them with their hands in a cookie jar. It's time to take the fingers and break them off and take that cookie jar and ram it right down their throats, because they've had it coming. 2.5 years of lies, deception. They've had it coming. They're going to get it shoved right back at them. So now we got Nancy Pelosi out there going, I pray for the president. We need intervention. The family needs to step in. The country needs to step in. Something needs to be done.
Yes, I mean, I heard
she's lost her mind.
Well, yes, and a lot of this, you know, this is contrived stuff that they say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this isn't, and I hate to say, but I don't think this is somehow coming from her heart in that sense of, you know, oh, this.
She doesn't have a heart.
But, you know, but by saying these kinds of things, she's putting it into a particular context. Now, here's the context that President Trump has put a lot of the spying and the conspiracy and the real collusion that went on, because the president was asked earlier yesterday when he was, had an event with the farmers talking about how the federal government's going to be helping the farmers during the,
$16 billion worth of help, you betcha.
$16 billion, exactly. And the president was asked about the idea of treason, and he went off a laundry list of all these different
people,
including Strzok and Page and all of them. And he said, look, they're talking about insurance policies. They're talking about, you know, taking down the president of the United States. That's treason, he said. And so the American people are now going to be able to put the facts and the documents with what we have already found out, and it's going to be devastating for
And we need to pray for the president, and we need to ensure the fact that he is adequately guarded, because I'm telling you, this is the time when you worry about someone's safety, because these people, the Democrats, are desperate. They've proven that by the things they're doing, the things they're saying, the way they're acting, and there's a lot of people that are going to go down, and this could go way up the food chain in the Democratic Party back in 2016.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. You couldn't be more serious about this.
I am serious about it.
Yeah, because we are witnessing something that, in many years from now, will be looked at as a very, very important time in American history, and we are watching it unfold before our very eyes.
That's true, and here comes the music in my ear. And, folks, it's about time that we put the torpedoes in the operational mode and direct them right straight at the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party. And all these people that have been saying the president this, the president that, his administration this and that, they're the ones. They're the ones. Kathy, tell them how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agents. And right now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch. And you can ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving too. Because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even the snowmobile that you have to have because it's still snowing in the Rocky Mountains even tonight. And we can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, look them up in the phone book under insurance, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. And if you can't find them that way, then go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com, and find out how to save money because Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I am one of them. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Well, Kyle, let's calm down just a little bit here, and let's listen to Kellyanne Conway and what she had to say yesterday about all of this stuff that's been going on, and she tells the Democrats, hey, you got a choice. You can choose to investigate or you can legislate. Here she goes.
Well, I mean, the American people are watching this play out.
Yes.
They see the
impeachment
frenzy. They see the president walking out of a meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, taking to the Rose Garden. They see the rhetoric that is being used in Washington. Right. What does this mean about the White House and the president's ability to work with Democrats going forward? How did that change yesterday, or did it?
It didn't change, but he made very clear that their two-track strategy is nonsense. They can choose whether they want to investigate or legislate, and what's more important to them. We all know Speaker Pelosi is under enormous pressure from some folks in the rank and file who are demanding that she get the caucus together and start impeachment proceedings. In fact, she's trying to get them all in line. Hakeem Jeffries also in the leadership. Steny Hoyer, others in the leadership have said, we're not going in the impeachment track now. And so she's got these mixed messages. She's under enormous pressure to fall in line. They all have one point of view on abortion. They all have one point of view on impeachment. And she can't keep her caucus together. She can't control her caucus. And she can't control her temper about the president. And we saw it yesterday. Why not just stay in the room yesterday and talk to Secretary Mnuchin, talk to Larry Kudlow, get some of the work stream flowing, and then tell Chuck Schumer had a 35-page plan. Leave it there. We have email.
They have email. How come Schumer didn't leave the plan there?
Right.
I mean, if it was so great, oh, I have a 35-page plan, and he never left. What, are you kidding me? This is not the way things get done. You know it. I know it. The people listening to this program know it. They are grandstanding, and I'm telling you, the Democratic Party is dangerous.
Well, they want their power. They want their power, and they're demonstrating to all of us, Captain, every single day that they're willing to do anything, literally, to get it. And it's not even about trying to win an election, for example. It's not about going into 2020, and if they were super serious, with the exception of Joe Biden because of his name recognition and so forth, getting into the...
Well, state, even Biden has gone off to the left.
Well, sure.
And that's not Joe Biden. That's not the Joe... A leopard doesn't change its spots after 50 years of doing the same thing in Washington, D.C., day after day, and suddenly you're a different person. No.
No, of course not. But if they truly were serious about winning in 2020, they would be coalescing early on behind a candidate that they thought was legitimate enough and had the sort of gravitas.
Well, they got more that are going to enter into the ring. You've got Stacey Abrams, who I'll bet the farm right now, by the middle of the summer, will be in the ring as a presidential candidate.
Yes, very, very, very possible. And I guess she might claim to win the presidency no matter who wins.
Hasn't said she lost the governor's race.
Exactly. So I don't know if she's going to
run for
state governor.
What a dope.
Well, exactly. In other words, it's a circus for the Democrats, and so they're not and also they're not interested in governing.
No,
and they're not interested in DACA.
No.
By the way,
no. And by the way, this is all this. We're interested in people. We're interested in infrastructure. Sure, you are. That's why all you're doing is trying to stir the country up and get this impeachment stuff going and all that stuff. We're not going to be duped. We're not going to be hookered into doing this. Now, by the way, here is Nancy Pelosi, and here is what she said yesterday, which is absolutely way out of line. Listen to this.
It's never been partisan. We all want it to be partisan now. But I can only think that he wasn't up to the task of figuring out the difficult choices of how to cover the cost of what the important infrastructure legislation that we had talked about 3 weeks before. But the president again stormed out. I think what first pound the table, walk out the door. What? Next time, have the TV cameras in there while I have my say. That didn't work for him either. And now this time, another temper tantrum. Again. I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Now, let me tell you what I heard from a little bird on the wall. And I wasn't there, and I don't know, and this is just what I've heard from a third party, who, by the way, is, how should I put this? They're not in the White House, but they work in the White House. Let me put it that way, okay? This little bird told me the person that banged on the table was not Donald Trump. It was Chuck Schumer.
Wow. Well, I...
And the person that yelled was not Donald Trump. It was Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. So, and again, you can believe what you want, you can think what you want, but I don't believe Nancy Pelosi for a second, and I certainly don't believe Chuck Schumer, because I knew who he was and what he was when he was a congressman in New York City. He was a snake then. He's a rat now.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, Captain, something else occurred to me, too, about...
And by the way, Nadler, don't get me started. Nadler is about as dirty as they come.
Well, certainly to hear President Trump the other day when he talked about he had tangled with Nadler before, showing that there may be some personal aspect to Nadler's crusade.
There is. Right? There always has been.
Yeah. But something occurred to me about Nancy Pelosi and what she's saying. You know, she is completely implying, and I don't think I'm wrong on this, but she's implying that the president is of somehow diminished.
That's what she said.
Capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So here's the Speaker of the House of the United States of America. And she's saying this not to, you know, a close confidant or anything, but in public, on TV. This is beamed all over the world. Is she really okay with the idea of even putting out there, you know, and I know she's doing this for political purposes. It's not true, but she's doing this for political purposes. But does she stop and think what our enemies might think? Does she stop and think what Vladimir Putin might try to put two and two together and say, this president is off the rails. I think I can make moves and he won't be able to counter it. Or, you know, I can take advantage of a problem in the United States. Does she even stop to think about that for one second?
No. And she's not thinking about the will of the people, because we had an election in 2016. In 2018, we also had an election. People voted some Republicans out? Sure. People voted some Democrats out? Sure. The Democrats gained some seats? Sure. But guess what? This do-nothing Congress that's been sitting around, and everybody's been watching, everybody's been listening, this do-nothing Congress is about to get kicked out onto the street again. They're going to start over, and I believe the Democrats are going to lose control of the House, and I believe they're going to lose more seats in the Senate.
Well, they are on their way, Captain. They're setting it up themselves.
And oh, yeah.
In order to become really a boutique party of people who only scream from the rafters at literally every single thing the president ever says.
By the way, I'm sick and tired of hearing about men being able to go into women's bathrooms because that's their right, because they think they're a woman or whatever the stupid situation is. That is absolutely asinine, and somebody needs to get their heads screwed back on straight. And the fundamental aspiration and the fundamental rights of women, okay, that should be protected, aren't when the Democrats themselves are allowing this to happen.
Right. Yeah, and I have daughters. I feel the same way.
Yeah, well, you know, and then you go walking in there because you're the dad in the bathroom because you see some man walking in there because of whatever the reason happens to be, identifies himself as a woman. No, that's not good enough. No, 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 and no.
Well, and
it's
again,
just not right, because the first thing you think about is they're in there to do something to the girl.
Well, right, right. And again, this is the idea. The Democrat Party is allowing itself to be to become the sort of extremist, weird entity.
Now, just for good measure, I'm going to put you on hold because here comes the music. When Kyle comes back, we're going to come back and we're going to bring Ilhan Omar into the mix, because she gave an interesting speech on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday, tearing apart the religious conservatives that are around the country that are talking about God, honor, and country and the different things there. She tore them right flat apart. Wait till you hear this one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association, where not only do they offer you protection, legal protection for yourself should you have to defend yourself, because defending yourself should not cost you everything you own, but they also offer you training. And the training is free. It comes with membership. Now get this. You can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There is a gun a day giveaway right there by clicking on the USCCA logo. And then once you do that, check out becoming a member, because becoming a member in the USCCA will give you $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. And that is just worth the price of admission because of all the information you'll get in there. Plus, it's not just about shooting and ammunition, guns. It's also about hunting and fishing and RVing and camping. A lot of great articles in there. You're going to love that magazine. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, during the break, you were telling me that you had to take a trip to one of the properties that you manage, and it was in Santa Ana, so you take it from there.
Well, I just happened to notice as I was driving yesterday evening that I saw not one but two billboards in pretty close proximity that were all about extolling the virtues of Islam and, you know, how to contact a center and find out more and this kind of thing. And it kind of struck me because I had never seen those before. So I've started to wonder in terms of just of how the outreach now is going for Islam, especially here in Southern California.
Well, that's a little bit surprising, but then again, it's not really surprising because this is what it sounded like on the floor of the U.S. Congress yesterday with Ilhan Omar. Now, she's the congresswoman from up there in Minnesota, but listen to what she had to say.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. Their recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us. But because it's happening here, with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom. It's simply unthinkable. Let's just be honest. For the religious right, this isn't simply about their care or concern for life. If they cared about or were concerned about children, they would be concerned about the children that are being detained and those that are dying in camps across our borders.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there, because who is she to talk about children when we know what the Muslims do, what the Islamists do to their women, to their children? They are not only second rate, but some of them are third rate. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all, Captain.
By the way, why do they wear a hijab?
Why is that?
To identify them as women.
Well, okay, yeah, exactly. Well, it's part of the tradition, I know. But the thing is, Captain, what is Ilhan Omar? I mean, this is rich for her to. And by the way, the United States is, and the religious right isn't causing children to die in detention centers.
Nope.
Or any of that kind of. All
but
that
they sure as hell are over there. We're in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And Somalia, where she's from.
Well, exactly. And Ilhan Omar can, say whatever she wants, but wouldn't it be great if she might address some of the things that we've seen happen in the Middle East? Do you know what happens to the LGBTQ population in the Middle East?
I saw them taking them to the top of the tallest building and just pushing them off.
Pushing them off. They
yep.
hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then, including children, what we've seen posted on the internet before and reported by news organizations, they come up and they stone the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, really rich, as I said, for her to be going down this road. And by the way, see, in this country, though, maybe she doesn't understand this. In this country, people are free, and we tolerate one another, and we don't throw people off the tops of roofs. For goodness sake. I mean, I don't know how much more clear we can be about that.
All right. And now, because I got a minute left of this, I'm going to play the remaining minute of what she had to say.
Or the children who are languishing in hunger and facing homelessness. This isn't about religious morality or conviction, because we've seen time and time again those that talk about their faith and want to push policies because of their faith are the ones that simply are caught with the hypocrisy of not living it out in their personal lives. I am frustrated every single time I hear people speaking about their faith, and pushing that onto other people.
Whoops, time out. What is it that they do with the Islamic faith? They push their faith down our throats. You just saw signs of the interstate.
Well, you know, the thing is that when you see a lot of the extremists, most unfortunately, in Islam, they are 100% happy to push their faith on somebody else.
And it's their way or the highway.
Exactly.
Unlike the Christian faith. Okay, just got a few seconds left here.
Well, it's exactly.
Because we know those so-called religious politicians, when it comes to their life, their choices, they want to talk about freedom. But when it comes to other people's lives and other people's choices, they want to talk about religion.
We are in a country that was founded on Judeo-Christian values. You heard me say that when we said the pledge, correct?
Of course, yeah.
What the hell country is she in?
You know, I don't know. But what she's doing is she's saying a lot of buzzwords, and she's trying to sound like a revolutionary.
The fundamental transformation of America, Kyle. It's right there in front of us, and she's speaking it.
Well,
the fundamental transformation of America.
Of course. And, you know, she's going after people, and she's using labels, by the way, but she's not really speaking to the underlying Christian faith. I suppose that's going to be next for her or others like her.
That message was delivered to the people of the Islamic faith, that message, because just the way the things were said.
Very interesting.
And it was and you know, those of us that are paying attention, we understand that, okay? But in the meantime, she's also trashing the religious people from the great state of Alabama, the great state of Georgia, where abortion laws were passed. And this is, and by the way, she never mentioned the word abortion.
No. And I know that there's a couple of different schools of thought within Islam about abortion, but generally speaking, you know, again, she's trying to come off as some kind of revolutionary. These are incendiary remarks. These are not a remarks about having a conversation.
And then you've got Nancy Pelosi, who actually said, and this is a direct quote, anti-abortion laws are about white boys and their fear of women.
Well, again, it's all about race and all that kind of stuff. And nobody wants to have an actual conversation about the whole subject. And that's because the actual conversation is too difficult to have. That's why.
By the way, you talked about Adam Schiff?
Uh-huh, yeah.
One last little shot here.
Well, the pardon power, like any power in the Constitution, is not absolute. And you see this absolutist argument made in many contexts. You see now the, and I hesitate to call him the attorney general. He's really more the personal attorney for the president. But you see the argument.
What do you mean by that? You don't think he deserves the title anymore?
No. I think Bill Barr has all the duplicity of Rudy Giuliani without the good looks, and a general likability of Rudy Giuliani.
Okay. Adam Schiff, the gift that keeps on giving. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Those are talking points he's thrown out there, panning to his own base, and they're not true.
Well, of course they're not true. And it's really...
The pardon power is not absolute. Want to bet?
Well, right. Well, see, that's always the thing. If it's something that they want to attack, well, let's find out. Is this really absolute or not? And this kind of thing. But if it goes their way, that's how.
The highest thing that's the most absolute is a presidential pardon. It cannot be taken back.
Well, that's right. And the framers put it there for a particular reason, so that the president would be a check.
And you heard his definition. The pardon, the presidential pardon power is not absolute, according to the Constitution. He'd better go back and read the Constitution. And anyway, tell us how you're your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll go at it tomorrow night and have some more fun.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be back in a weekend show. But I'm telling you, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. This is a gift they're giving us. They're acting stupid. They're going off the rail. And you need to wake up and smell the roses and realize the Democrats are not your friends.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep on going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And in life,
money and make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, and doing what the best know how to do. 7 years has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man and a steady hand to pull that low behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Aaron Tippin, and that's his version of Moving On from the old trucking show back a number of years ago called Moving On with Will and Sonny, and you can still find it on the Nostalgia Channel, I think. But this edition of our Trucker's Weather and Highway Report is brought to you by our very good friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget to stop by one of those tonight and find out how good life can be out on the road. Now, severe thunderstorms and flash flooding again are possible from the southern plains into the Midwest all day today, Friday. Periodic risks of severe thunderstorms along with flash floodings and tornadoes will continue and are forecast from the central and southern plains to the Great Lakes and northeast into the Memorial Day weekend. Now, temperatures across much of the east and in the southeast will be above normal, where they will hold steady until Memorial Day. And by the way, down here in my backyard is in the 90s today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. So there you go. Now let's take a look at where the weather problems are, because if you're over there near Lubbock, Texas, take yourself a 45-degree angle and draw it right across the state of Oklahoma, right up into Kansas, and guess what? You've got yourself Tornado Alley, and there you are again. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings from Lubbock all the way up towards Amarillo, up through Wichita Falls, up into the western part of Oklahoma City, and then up into Salina, Kansas, pretty much all the way through. You've got flood warnings, you've got flood watches, you've had storms that have come, you've got tornado watches all the way into the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight. Not to Jefferson City, where they had that horrible tornado last night, but you do have some rain, scattered showers in the vicinity of Jefferson City and Springfield, Missouri, and once again in Joplin, once again in Branson, and so you've got rain to contend with there, and you've got some rain across the southern third of Kansas tonight, just a general rain with heavier rains in Oklahoma. But again, you do have tornado watches and warnings up there and severe thunderstorm warnings through that area. Now, there's some scattered rain in Wisconsin tonight through the lower half of the state. Southeastern Minnesota, you got a little bit of rain there. Northeastern Iowa, some rain there. The northern part of Illinois, some rain there. Some high wind warnings in Georgia tonight from Atlanta north up into the Smoky Mountains. And out west, you got an area of fog right now. Western Kansas, I-70 going into Colorado, about 30 miles of Colorado, looks like, to about Lyman, then you'll be out of it. And a little bit more snow in the mountains of Colorado, the southwestern mountains, some snow tonight, and some high winds up in Wyoming tonight if you're going across there. Elk Mountain over down to Rollins, be careful up that way. And another system is getting ready to come ashore on the west coast from Washington State all the way down to north central California. So once again, we'll see what happens there. And that's the way it looks right now. And again, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour brought to you by Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and they are located all across the country. Stop by, check them out. They're not your average Pilot anymore, and they're not your average Flying J. Things have gotten a lot better. Alrighty, Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana, who I think got rained on last night, is with us. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is what you heard me talking about.
Well, I'm telling you this.
I absolutely went off on the Democrats and all these fools that are out there, because it's about time. And this unredacting, this releasing this information with William Barr and all that stuff, some Democrats will be jumping off buildings by next week.
Well, I'll tell you this. They only read what they want to read. So Trump is declassifying all this stuff.
Huh?
Democrats will never read it. What they don't know, they'll make up. It's like the border down at Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California.
Yep.
You see any Democrats racing down there to get a bird's eye view of it?
No. Of course not.
All right, that's what they're doing here. You know, I can almost see their game plan. Keep this up for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll suck the room out of you'll suck the oxygen out of the room on the primary, and who will that benefit? Biden.
Yep.
He's just the guy with the best known name. Biden. I know. Biden worries Trump because you look at two states that he's had where Biden's doing better than he ever thought. And I know there's a year and a half to go, but it's indicative on how this race could go if it's a Biden-Trump matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Because Biden will say just about anything Trump will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw the Associated Press poll, and that was 50-50 in Florida
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden will carry, if he's the nominee, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And I don't care what Trump, how many rallies he has there. I mean, he speaks to the average person. That's what Biden's going to have to do. He's going to have to go out there and say, I can do something the other 22 dwarfs can't do, and that's beat Trump.
That's what he's been saying. That's what I've heard him saying. I've heard a couple of his rallies, and that's what I've heard him say.
Yeah, and that's how he's got to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate that fact. But right now, the way they're pumping up this impeachment, yeah, this is a soft coup. You know, mm-hmm. it's every day. The resistance is every day through these people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Unless he can pull a rabbit out of his hat, which anybody could, Donald Trump could. But the Deutsche Bank and Capital One records, you know, it's one thing to try to interpret a word. I mean, you can screw with numbers all day.
Right.
Democrats are good with making 2 and 2 equal 5.
Yep.
And that's my major worry right there. And banks are very, very reluctant to deal with the federal government, especially Congress.
Yeah.
You know, so I would think Deutsche Bank would be worried about having to pull out of the United States if they have to deal with a Democrat Congress.
Yeah. It'll
come down on them hard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's kind of where I'm at on this. I looked at Pelosi. I mean, her palsy shake's kind of scary.
Let me tell you something. I believe she's getting dementia because her words are slurring. She's shaking a lot. I'm noticing all that sort of stuff, and there's something just not right.
Oh, no, there's no doubt she has dementia because a lot of times she can't even complete a full sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you can tell it. I don't know how old she is. She must be.
She's 76 or 7.
76, 77?
Yep.
Yeah, well, she's showing it. And, you know, she's nobody's puppet yet, but it could be. And I think right now, I think that the Republicans just sit on their behind and do nothing. You know, the Senate doesn't even hold a superficial hearing on this stuff. I am hoping Barr and the guy from Connecticut can start issuing indictments very quick.
Well, Lindsey Graham had something to say here. Let me see if I can find a headline real quick on it. He did come up, and so did Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. I really like him. He's a good old boy, but I like him.
Yeah, you know what? But sometimes I think he'd rather be a stand-up comic than a somebody serious. Let's take the bull by the horns. I mean, he's a nice guy. John Kennedy from Louisiana, I think he's funny. But, I think he wants to go on TV to make people laugh.
Well, no, he's had some good points. I watched him yesterday. He had to change a word because he didn't want to say the expression that we knew what the expression meant. And I got that, but he got his point across. Okay, here comes the music, Dan. I got to let you go, so I hope you have a good weekend, unless you're going to call in a weekend show.
Well, I'm going up north for the weekend. So.
All right, got to run.
All right.
Thank you very much. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. By the way, folks, tomorrow, Saturday, I will be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. We're going to have some veterans art on display, plus I'll be there giving away our $500 discount coupons from noon to 3. So stop by and say howdy, howdy. Be a good time, our Moss Nissan Memorial Day weekend deal. I'll be right back with Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Rip to left!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.